In a normal animal, on inspiration, the chest is moving out a little and the diaphragm is trying to move caudally. And as dyspnea worsens, more chest movement will occur. Now, because the chest wall is a rigid, bony structure, if the muscles of inspiration try to pull the chest outwards, then it'll pretty much always be successful, causing expansion of the chest. But the diaphragm is only a muscle attached around its periphery. So if the chest wall expands, but the lungs can't expand for whatever reason, then the diaphragm will get pulled cranially against its will and the abdomen will go in. This is paradoxical abdominal movement. It's always a sign of more severe dyspnea, and there are really only four things that cause it. Upper airway obstruction, really stiff lungs, a diaphragm that is not working or has a hole in it, or very severe pleural space disease, usually fluid. And pretty much any parenchymal lung disease will make the lungs stiffer or, to use the correct terminology, less compliant. Now, observing the animal and listening with and without a stethoscope can be a real help in differentiating these four conditions, and we'll cover this later. So here we have an old fella with very stiff lungs. Chest rads were extremely suggestive of diffuse neoplasia. But firstly, just watch his chest move and count in with his inspirations. Then replay the video and look at his abdomen as well. And you can see that if you count in on inspiration, the abdomen is actually going in on inspiration rather than out. And it's doing it a lot. I would class this as severe paradoxical abdominal movement and severe dyspnea.